Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 31st of December 2023. Today's topic is planning for future projects. Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 14 verses 25 through 30. Verse 25, "And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Verse 28, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Verse 29, "Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him." Verse 30, "Saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish." Our memory verse today is taken from Luke chapter 14 verses 28 through 30. "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him." The general assertion that failure to plan is planning to fail has remained a valid statement that is applicable in every undertaking of life. Planning in management refers to what steps to be taken to achieve a task. Planning provides direction for action. It creates goals and blueprints for completing a project or task. And you know, goals are dreams with a deadline and an action plan, says Shiv Kira. The Lord Jesus, the master builder and planner, revealed the necessity of planning and goal setting in his earthly teachings. Researchers in management studies have no other alternative formula to this basic truth that those who desire success must make adequate plan for its realization. The youths that desire to have the best grades in their final year exams, to secure scholarships to study in top universities, or to secure admissions to study desirable courses in prestigious universities, must make planning a priority. In addition, they must have practicable study timetables and moderate television watching habits. As the year draws to a close, what are your plans for the future? Quote for the day: planning provides direction. The challenge for today is: have a practicable timetable for study. Prayer. Heavenly Father, grant me wisdom to plan. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.